Wolfie's Deli on Miami Beach was a Miami tradition. And because the Morgans are a Miami family, we'd been eating there all our lives on those special deli occasions. Why Deborah thought today might be one of those occasions was beyond me, but I was sure she would enlighten me in time. So I took a shower, dressed in my casual Saturday best, and drove out to the beach. Traffic was light over the new improved MacArthur Causeway, and soon I was politely elbowing my way through the teeming throngs at Wolfie's. True to her word, Deborah had corralled a corner table. She was chatting with an ancient waitress, a woman even I recognized. "Rose, my love," I said, bending to kiss her wrinkled cheek. She turned her permanent scowl on me. "My wild Irish Rose." "Dexter," she rasped, with her thick Middle European accent. "Knock off with the kiss like some fagala." "Fagala? Is that Irish for fiancé?" I asked her, and slid into my chair. "Feh," she said, trudging off to the kitchen and shaking her head at me. "I think she likes me," I told Deborah. "Somebody should," said Deb. "How was your date last night?" "A lot of fun," I said. "You should try it sometime." "Feh," said Deborah. "You can't spend all your nights standing on Tamiami Trail in your underwear, Deb. You need a life." "I need a transfer," she snarled at me. "To Homicide Bureau. Then we'll see about a life." "I understand," I said. "It would certainly sound better for the kids to say Mommy's in homicide."
"Dexter, for Christ's sake," she said.
"It's a natural thought, Deborah. Nephews and nieces. More little Morgans. Why not?" She blew out a long breath.
"I thought Mom was dead," she said.
"I'm channeling her," I said, "through the cherry Danish."
"Well, change the channel. What do you know about cell crystallization?"
I blinked. "Wow," I said. "You just blew away all the competition in the subject-changing tournament."
"I'm serious," she said.
"Then I really am floored, Deb.
What do you mean, cell crystallization?" "From cold," she said. "Cells that have crystallized from cold."
Light flooded my brain.
"Of course," I said. "Beautiful."
And somewhere, deep inside, small bells began to ring.
Cold. Clean, pure cold, and the cool knife almost sizzling as it slices into the warm flesh. Antiseptic, clean coldness. The blood slowed and helpless. So absolutely right and totally necessary. Cold.
"Why didn't I?" started to say. I shut up when I saw Deborah's face.
"What?"
Deb demanded.
"What, of course?"
I shook my head. "First, tell me why you want to know."